نستعين به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد. ما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال إبراهيم لأبيه آزر أتتخذ أصناما آلهة إني أراك وقومك في ضلال مبين. قال تعالى يا أبت فعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. علماء اكرام، حفاظ اكرام، elders and brothers in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Let us send Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. All praise belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, has bestowed us with the wealth of Iman, made us the reciters of the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman wa amitna ala al-Iman wa hshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqeen ma'al Iman. O Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman. O Allah, let us face Malak al-Mawt with Iman. And O Allah, raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses different occasions to remind insan, well, what is our objective in life, what is our purpose in life, and also to remind us that there is a being that is in control of every single thing. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our controller, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that insan is weak and tends to forget. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses occasions to remind insan that remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be there. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there in the past and will be there till Qiyamah and beyond. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our provider, our protector. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses occasions on a weekly basis, which is the day of Jum'ah. Al-Jum'atu kal'eed, or kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on a weekly basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this beautiful day, this Mubarak day, this blessed day of Jum'ah, to remind insan, listen, there is an Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you need to be consistent in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses occasion like the month of Ramadan, the entire month of Ramadan, to remind us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we use these occasions to strengthen our iman. Al-iman yazidu wa yanqus. Iman is such a thing that it fluctuates. It gets strong, then becomes weak. It gets strong again, becomes weak, like the rand and dollar rate. Nothing is fixed. So Allah subhanahu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that iman is such a thing that it fluctuates. So you need to jaddidu imanakum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba radiallahu anhu, renew your iman constantly. Kayfa nujaddidu imanana ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba asked, O Nabi Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do we renew our iman? أكثر من قول لا إله إلا الله. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, say in abundance, لا إله إلا الله. That it will remind you that لا إله إلا الله that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is in control of every single thing. So by us having these occasions, these months, especially the month of Ramadan that have just passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the time now to strengthen your iman, to capitalize on your iman, meaning to get your iman to such a level where you reach the level of taqwa, you reach the level of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, a lot of hujjaj have left on this Mubarak journey of Hajj. And coming closer to the days of Hajj, and coming closer to the day of Eid al-Adha, the Eid, the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, with his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, such an action that was so loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it part of our deen, made it part of our sharia. I was telling the children in the madrasa, we were doing a history lesson yesterday, and I was saying that we as Muslims believe in all the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam that was said. We never negate any of the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every prophet has come with his own sharia, with his own deen given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some anbiya were given books, some anbiya were given sahifas, some anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came and followed the books of the previous anbiya, the sahifas of the previous anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So then the question comes in, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is that from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam? He was a different nabi. He was a different prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he came with his own sharia. So why are we, being the ummah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wasalam, still following the sharia of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Where we also heard from many ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the final Nabi of Allah. And his sharia negates all the previous sharia that was given by the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here we can deduce and we can understand that how much of love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed for the action of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, willing to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam solely for one purpose, and that is to plead, to express our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the big question. Big question mark. That what are we doing? Are we being told by Allah tayyiba to believe in the non-worthy worship but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah, wa iqam as-salah, and to establish salah? There is not a place in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, now read your salah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us and say, iqam as-salah. That establish salah, build salah in your life, make salah part of your life. That your life should revolve around salah. Wa ita'i zakah. Discharge your zakah on a yearly basis. Fast in the month of Ramadan and go for Hajj if you have the means, at least once in your lifetime. So that's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do, is to turn to Allah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill the duty given to us. We have signed a contract, and that contract that we have signed is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We need to fulfill that contract. If you are employed in any company or any firm, and you're given a contract to sign, to say that this is the contract that you are given, you need to sign this contract, these are the rules and regulations, this is what is stipulated, this is what work we demand from you, this is what work we want from you. And at the end of the month, this is what you're going to get in return. So we make sure we abide by the rules of that contract. We make sure we fulfill those rules of that contract. In the same way, brothers in Islam, you have given a contract by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that this is a contract of iman. We need to obey and follow the commands of Allah, shown to us in a beautiful manner by our Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to fulfill this contract. And when we fulfill this contract, and we will see the end result in our qabr, and we will see the end result when we're standing on the plains of Hashr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of Jannatul Firdaus for us. Inshallah al-Aziz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannat al-Firdaus, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from the azab of the qabr. Ameen. I think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that use these occasions to increase the level of your iman. Coming now closer to the days of Hajj and the sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam went through, that all that mujahada, that from a young teenage boy, that he realized that no, he has to do what is haqq and what he has to do. He has to follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that tender age, we all know that incident when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam broke all the idols and left the axe hanging on the biggest idol. And when the people came back from the celebrations, and they saw all the idols broken, and they figured out that it could have been only Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, because he's the only one in the entire town that stayed behind. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam says, Kabirum hadha, fasaluhum in kanu yantiqoon. Ibrahim says, this big one has the axe, he the one that looks guilty, why don't you ask the big idol? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even takes the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's father, Azar, in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Azar, his own father, decided to build a fire and they build a catapult to throw Ibrahim alayhi salatu, to fling Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam into this fire. Everything happens with the hukum and the command of Allah. The angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to offer assistance. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam turned the angels away and said, no, don't worry, my Allah is there, my Allah will look after me. Ya nar kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire to be cool and comfortable for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And later on in his life, when he moved to Makkah al-Mukarrama, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam sees in his dream that he is slaughtering his own son, and he approaches his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, and his son says, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Then, oh my father, do what you are commanded to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know this incident, we all know the story, but what we try to draw from this incident is that love that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had for his father, had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takes the knife and begins to slaughter his son. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a ram from the heavens, from the skies, and presents it to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. That Allah loved this act so much that till the day of Qiyamah, those who have the nisab for that day of Eid al-Adha, it is farazd and it is compulsory for them to do the qurbani. Normally when we discharge our zakat, we see that nisab lasts us for the entire year. But when it comes to qurbani, that when a person has that nisab, he had no hisab, that zakat nisab, the entire month, but come that morning of Eid al-Adha, the nisab comes in his possession, now it becomes for us upon him to make that qurbani. So meaning that we need to build this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know the rewards, we all know the fadail, we all know the virtues. For a person making the qurbani, for every wool, every strand of hair that it is on that animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us maghfirat. And that animal will be a means of crossing the bridge of Pul Sirat on the day of Qiyamah with a speed of lightning. So every single one of us, inshallah, should make that intention that we should make qurbani at home. For it is great virtue for a person to make qurbani in his own home. It removes all evil, it removes all fasad, it removes all hasad, it removes all bad nazri from that home as well. When qurbani is done in your own yard. Yes, we send money overseas, for it is cheaper to send money overseas, we do that. But together with that as well, we need to do qurbani in our own homes as well. To get that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that our iman can be increased during the days of hajj, during the days of qurbani. So brothers, a humble appeal is for every single one of us. Come the day of qurbani, the farmers are already sending out their adverts to say that what is the price of qurbani. The madrasas, darul ulums in our country are also doing qurbani. And the Prophet someday is going to sadaqa ijariya towards the upkeep of the madrasa. So we should make that firm desire, that firm intention inshallah. This year I want to make qurbani, and I want to make qurbani in my own home. And why I am advising us to do qurbani in our own home, because qurbani is an act of worship. It is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by us doing it in the privacy of our own home, we do not violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when it comes to hijab, and especially when it comes to parda. Saying that we people, we families, when we get together, we disregard parda completely. And the woman comes and makes the qurbani. She cannot make that qurbani properly because they are all na mahram men. that are there around watching her making that qurbani. So we should make qurbani in the confines of our own home. In this way we are not violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not violating the sunnah of Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we know when we are doing this qurbani, we know that this qurbani will be a means of our savior from the fire of Jahannam, a means of being passed through the bridge of Post Sirat with a speed of lightning. And by us doing this qurbani, then we are taking our lives away from the dunya and we are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are focusing our attention now to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people I have met during the course of the week and they have told me in confidence that, ma, make dua for me. I said, no, I make dua for you. I said, no, ma, dunya got me. Dunya gripped me. Ramadan went so nice, alhamdulillah, dunya has got me hook, line and sinker. The dunya has gripped his heart, that he is finding it hard now to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is finding it hard to read his 5 times salah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now he has gone so involved in the dunya, he has gone so involved in the dunya that shaitan got the better of him. So we need to use these occasions and use this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so that we can change our direction, to change our focus. I'll give you one example. That you get people that hunt monkeys. And when they hunt monkeys, they sell these monkeys. Some people, some tribe, some nation, they eat these monkeys as a means of food. So how do they go about catching these monkeys? What kind of a trap do they set for these monkeys? Very interesting. Ajib. Subhanallah. And they take a coconut. And they make a small hole in the side of that coconut. Just enough for a monkey's hand to fit in that coconut. So what they do, they empty out that coconut. They take out the water from that coconut, and they put like a sweet in that coconut. And they leave the coconut laying everywhere. Some of them tie it on the top of a tree or in the ground, they put that coconut there. So the monkey, when he puts his hand into that coconut, that hole is just big enough for his hand to fit into that coconut. So when his hand, he sees that sweet or that item that's there, that food that is there, and now he's becoming tired, so he puts his hand in and he grabs it. So now when you grab it, now his hand becomes a fist. So when his hand becomes the fist, he cannot take out his hand from that coconut. And it is such that this monkey is willing to sacrifice his love for that sweet in that coconut. He will never let go of that sweet. And the monkey realizes that if he lets go of his hand will easily come out from that coconut. But now he wants that sweet so desperately that he is willing to sacrifice his life for that sweet or for the small thing that is in that coconut. And he refuses and he will never let his hand out from that coconut. So unfortunately we find ourselves in that very same scenario. That we are so engrossed in this dunya that we find it hard to let go of this dunya. We find it so hard to let go of the dunya that when it comes to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find it very difficult to follow the commands of Allah. We are so engrossed in the dunya, we find it difficult to even follow one mubarak sunnah of Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when we say, no, put your pants, fold your pants above your ankles, when we say, no, say alhamdulillah after, you say, no, it's just a sunnah. We have the audacity to say that, no, it's just one sunnah, it's fine. Not realizing that every sunnah that we follow, how much of ajr, how much of reward given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions numerous ahadith that person who instills and revives a sunnah at the time of fitna and fasad, which is the time that we are living in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a reward of one martyr. And before his blood touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him Jannatul Firdaus. So let us not take any sunnah to be light. Let us not take any sunnah to be insignificant. For every sunnah is significant in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For we are such gunahgars, we are such sinners, every small action counts. And we do not know which action will save us on the day of Qiyamah. Which small action will save us from being admitted into the fire of Jahannam and being admitted into paradise and granted paradise. We do not know which sunnah will help us. So every ajr, every reward, we should try and fulfill that ajr inshallah to do the sunnah of Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never think any sunnah to be insignificant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me firstly and every single one of us a tawfiq that we try and build this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come the days of Hajj. If the person who is making qurbani, remember from the first of Zulhijjah, we do not clip our nails, we do not shave our pubic hair, for this reason that we resemble the hujjaj that are on the plains of Hashar, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy when the hujjaj are standing on the plains of Arafat, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the same mercy, so that we can resemble the Hujjaj as well. So we should all try and make that effort, inshaAllah. Save money. We've got a couple of weeks before Qurbani, before Eid al-Adha. Let us try and do some saving, inshaAllah, and make it a duty upon ourselves to revive the great sunnah of Habib Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam by making Qurbani in our homes, inshaAllah. And thus it's such a good feeling that the entire family gets together, brothers and sisters getting together on this Mubarak day of Eid al-Adha. Brothers, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but a couple years ago there were some brothers from Arab countries that came to my house on the day of Eid. And when they came, we made the Qurbani, and it was the first time in their lives. One person was a grandfather, and who came down to South Africa on holiday, and he was there by my house, and he said, "This is the first time I have witnessed Eid." He is a grandfather, coming from an Arab country, coming from a Muslim country, but he hasn't witnessed Eid al-Adha at all in his entire life. His children hasn't witnessed it, his grandchildren haven't witnessed it. So here in South Africa, we have this opportunity. Let us not throw this opportunity away. It is such a good environment, especially for our children also. They will also be learning. And they are learning the theory in a madrasa about Eid al-Adha, about Qurbani. So here when the animal comes home, they get so excited. So much of joy comes in their heart. That full whole day they're with the sheep, herding the sheep, chasing the sheep around the house. It creates a good environment, good feeling. And we should also try our best that let the sheep come early at home, not the day before, but 2-3 days beforehand. Let us try and bring the sheep home, inshallah, to create that atmosphere at home also, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, inshallah.